And we are involved in the preliminary study meeting prior to the county commission opening. This is the time where we go over what we're going to be discussing for the day so that we can be adequately prepared for it. You guys had a chance to read all the sets of prior minutes, by the way.
There's one that I think Danny wanted to, and I would agree, wanted to modify one, so we may want to pull one out.
Why don't you show me what you've got?
Right here.
Well, it's actually a letter that Sheila had that
right
she
here.
Had comments that she made about the...
What day is it, if I can give it to him?
...certain issue, and she would like those added or at least...
What day are you talking about? Of the minutes, Danny?
That is July the 11th, I believe is what that is.
Here they are, Ron, with the changes we've made.
It says she then stated then a person, so I imagine that's that a person.
Yeah, you can make she said just make, there's a
are these
typo.
Her
yeah, there's a typo. That's she handed me that.
Okay. And this goes here.
Before we do that,
she did say that, by the way.
I know, but I don't want to put that. That may put.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some things.
Suggesting that I be.
I would never suggest anything that would be against your free will.
Here's where I'm at.
Is that a new water leak?
Cut that. Okay, what you want to get out of that? Let her listen to it. And she said she would listen to it and make sure all those statements were in there.
I wonder if it's air conditioning or if it's.
It is wet. Probably,
I thought we replaced all the tiles in here.
Well, if you did, that one right there.
That's right.
Whatever you want to do there.
I'm telling you, if it's leaking this kind of weather, I hate to see it when
it rains. Because right now we haven't had rain. Of course, I got no rain at the house today or yesterday. You guys get some?
We're snapping the ground.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if we can do number one at all.
It didn't make any difference. Just do what, mark out whatever you want to.
But what I would suggest maybe is that...
I was going to let Lynn listen to the tape and rewrite it.
How about we just accept a letter from Sheila and we'll just add it to the minutes with her signature. Ron? I'd rather do it that way.
If you say this, if you say,
I understand. And ask for it to be a part of the minutes. We have to agree to that post back.
Well, no, we just hold that minute out until we get the letter.
Which is why I stated that a foreigner, not a citizen of the United States, could own property in a CID, which is a true statement.
Yeah, that's a true statement. It's unbelievable. It's like saying we can't have foreign property. I understand what we're trying to get to, and I don't mind putting that in there. Just I want to make sure we...
Why don't we have her...
Let's just pull that minutes out.
Trevor, come over. I'll go over.
I'll go over. You want me to go over?
No. You might not come back.
Hey, let's wait. Let's get this done. I mean...
Go.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. I'll let it. We'll just add it to the minutes and call it good. And then there's pearl. Or not.
Good idea. You agree, Dan?
I agree. I hate to, but I will.
I know. It's... You saw sales tax were slightly up.
About 0.5%?
Yeah.
Half of a half.
Well, yeah, but we're 1 point something up for the year. It's better than the sharp stick in the eye.
.56 or something.
Yeah, I was going to see what the market's doing. I heard it was tanking, but.
What'd the foreign ones do?
Oh, tanked. The Greek market dropped 1,000 points.
It's just been on for 47 minutes.
The futures were bad because of us being downgraded. Let's put it this way. Gold went to $1,700 an ounce. The Dow is down 203 points, NASDAQ's down 58, S&P's down 26. Renee just stopped in and told me that the two freezers or refrigerators we have in the sheriff's kitchen have failed. They've gone out, so we're going to get them repaired. They're outside of warranty, which is crazy that things like that soon would fail. Yeah, but
that has to be a... That lightning or something. You don't have that kind of stuff. The compressors.
Well, you would have other things in the kitchen now affected like that. But she's going to call them, the people first. But we got to get them repaired ASAP.
Well, I mean, you don't have three things go out at the same time unless you've got some kind of electrical surge.
Right.
Phil ought to know that.
Well, Phil's the one who was called over the weekend to fix it or look at it.
Well, I might have to have a call with him. Have the insurance. Take a look at it.
Isn't it amazing? I was talking to somebody about how many, the statewide associations are having meetings in August. Everyone's having August meetings. It's almost like it's hard to get any work done. Oh, and we're speaking Wednesday. You saw that, right? At the Chamber of Commerce?
Down here.
Yeah. Is anything fine here?
I didn't have my glasses on this morning.
Oh.
I pulled them out of the case and broke them right square in half. Had to throw them away.
I don't see anything bad in here.
I thought I'd get me a case to protect the scratching on them, just sticking them in my pocket.
And you broke them with the case.
I pulled them out of the case and broke it. Yeah, broke them right by the nose, little nose piece.
Gosh.
I knew it was going to be a good day. You think Ron will come back holding his nose?
Lipstick. Yep, he is.
I kind of
thought it. That would happen when he came back.
You guys talking about him?
Yes, we are.
All courthouse is listening.
But we didn't say anything.
They're not listening to much, are they?
Yeah.
Which day is it that we're not?
The 11th, I think.
So just
hold the 11th out.
Scratch it off here.
I've got it right here.
Okay. Ron B. Houseman.
Hey, Ron B. Is that your really middle initial?
Bernard.
Be honoring, did you say?
Bernard, yeah.
Nice letter.
Mm-hmm. I got one just like it.
Well, I'll just read that this morning. How about that?
Oh. I'm going to have mine framed and take it out to the boys at the shops.
Hey, auditors before tea treasurer.
No, I haven't got your notes yet. Where are your notes?
What you need, Helen?
One.
Oh.
I haven't got to any notes yet.
Well, yeah, you carry it, which is fine. I think we should have a contract.
We don't have a contract yet?
I don't have one, so I mean, I just assume that.
You know, HR department, hire and fire the people. Public ticket, that's not what they did.
He's got his schedule.
You roll it and it's only 8:53.
This is my first, look how full my, I've only drinking this much of the coffee.
What is it, filled with chocolate?
It's my coffee.
It seems to be giving me a strong
coffee. Well, help me out here. Is this an employee? Currently?
Well,
is there a problem? What's the problem?
No, she's not an employee.
She hasn't gone through HR.
She's.
Have they done a drug test?
And we're a company. She's working and needs to be paid.
She's been working for a couple months.
This is the same conversation we had. Every employee has to do drug tests and do all the whole process, which they have not done.
She's
treating her as a contract laborer. How much is that?
Then would you request the contract for us, and we'll put it with the check?
Wait, how much
approve
is it?
Approve it. $12.50.
That's the reason I put that.
I haven't seen the note. What's the last name?
It's under T.
Oh, under T?
Yeah, under T.
I didn't have to be under V for vendor.
And if you want me to do differently, just give you a note or something like that, I'd be glad to do that.
My goodness. Sorry, I saw here in case Bill.
Now who's a.
I can't get out of order, Rick.
Well,
someone in your office
is we need us. We need to talk about this at the time. Are we approving these today?
Yes. It's in the PATCOM.
It's in the vendors.
Okay. Let's
hold I need to pull that one out, though.
Let's hold that until we have an executive session for the attorney.
Yes. We should be paying Harry out of commission. We should be paid out of
R&B.
R&B.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah. I put it on there. Maybe? You may.
Yeah.
Should we correct this one?
Well, why would you do this? Helen, come take this check from us.
Yes.
You got a post-it note, please.
This one?
Yeah.
I get the number. I want to hold it.
get the number I want to
hold. I took it from Bill.
Can we make it change?
325547.
Okay, what's that?
See, Nikki's more simple through it. And I know she doesn't know, but if she's not sure if she would contact Kathy or if we met him, if it's Roden Bridge, have somebody Roden Bridge initiated, we're less likely to have this kind of mistake. And I think we could do some less things like that. We can transfer the money. But
do me a favor. If we have paid any funds on this bill out of GCR, then we need to go back and correct it.
I'll and you want us to fix that now, or do you want to do with that one?
Well, the check's already written, and the check does need to go out. But we can
You'll do a transfer?
Yeah, we can do a transfer. Right.
Okay, well, let's do a transfer.
Okay. Well, help me out. Is GCR going to get hit with the bill?
The first
is it going to come out of the budget?
It is right now.
Well, then I'm not going to prove it. That's pretty simple.
Well, it is simple, but there's no reason to hold.
There is if it's going to come out of the budget.
It will, because we will reverse that process once it comes out of there.
Then it'll go back into the budget, is what you're saying?
It won't come out of the budget. It will come out of the line item. Okay? The budget...
Will it go back into the line item?
Yes.
Don't we have a policy against holding 6 months of those?
No. And I...
That's from December last year.
Is it? It's cell phone bills.
Cell phone reimbursements.
I think that you need to use a policy where either you use county phone
or you're on your own.
Yeah. And I think you ought to also be to the point where, you know, if they're going to use as personal phone also, I think you need to just ask for
reimbursement. And I 100% agree with that.
I think you just need to get kind of standardized. So you do a vote.
So, okay, so there's your note. I'm holding this one out. I'm holding that one out, and I'm holding this out.
This lady doesn't.
Oh, we can get a contract. We can see if she has workman's comp. I mean, that's the standard things. Did we bid it? How many hours is it going to be? I mean, we just got in trouble for not doing an RFP and making somebody an employee because we didn't do it bid right. So, same rules.
I'm just trying.
Same rules, huh?
Rick, and you need to keep us informed, and I appreciate you keeping us informed. I wouldn't have known that, so that's...
I wouldn't see how you give me this slide.
Just a question.
No.
You gentlemen.
No. Sorry, we're still on.
Did we leave the memorial as a location to be located by one of us, or...
We
just need to get back with the gentleman and tell him that he can use this out with the cannon.
Yeah, I like the cannon spot. Yeah. That's where I like it. We've got some shade, some sunny. Yeah. It's on the corner. You can do a nice little sign. We've got a memorial. We have a cannon there anyway. They could have the whole front if they wanted to.
Yeah.
First section would be... I would hope so. Pointed at the courthouse, I think.
Let me suggest to you guys about the property that we need to take a look at all of the county properties that are here and what potentially we're going to. Nikki, would you do me a favor and have maintenance check that? Not right now, but to see if it's air conditioning or a water leak from rain.
Okay.
We need to take a look at the footprint and what we're going to do for the future. I hate to have anyone or any organization invest monies in any part of this if we're in fact going to make significant changes in the future. Anyway, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm just going to pull this out. This is going to be a check as well.
Hmm?
This is a little bit.
that's what the, and then this one is going to hold out until we get a contract. And then we'll once we have a contract. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to pull,
there's two checks, Nick, that, is this my copy?
Yeah.
Okay, on top? I'm going to just write on top of it. Oh, I can't do that. I have to give her a copy.
I'll get her a copy.
You get her a copy? I'm going to write on this then.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be holding out check number. Hey, Nick, so I can show you what we're going to hold out here. This one, we do not have a contract with this person. Check number is 325547, so that's going to be held out until we get a current contract. And then this one is going to be, just so you know, and we may not, you probably didn't know this, Harrington is a Road and Bridge lawsuit. We want that all fees to come out from Road and Bridge Department.
Okay.
So this needs to go to 245 or 250, whatever we have fees in there. Yeah, I'm going to pull this one out too. So this is check number 325506. So, and oh, there's the actual check. Where? Here we go. Make sure.
Whose responsibility is that?
I would the auditors. So make sure.
I'll just whisper
Rick. Yeah, Rick or Joanne, just make sure that they've done that. Okay. And then these minutes are going. We're going to hold this minute, so we're going to hold July 11th. We have some additional changes there, so. Okay.
Okay.
And so we'll approve those. I've got this. And. Oh, they ran out of sick on the tarp.
Just so you know,
yeah,
we're from their friend.
Yeah. Donna called me. Yes. There's three I'm lacking, but they're in the car. Are we ready to open, sir? Hey, Nick. Here you go. Nikki. Yeah. Could you take this, Nick?
So this is these mark here for the
that. Here's this.
He's just
why we have our guys.
So we're just going to hold until the letter gets back from Sheila. So just that, yeah.
That's
what we're waiting on. If you want to make a note on that.
What?
What we'll do is.
We can always approve it later if we don't approve it now. If
right.
We hold it out. That'll be fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, August 8, 2011. And note, we have concluded our preliminary study meeting and there were no public comments. I'd like to call on Commissioner Strathus for the opening prayer.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for the rain that we've had throughout the county. Lord, we ask you to be with the citizens as they go about their days and their tasks at work, Father. We thank you for a blessed county that we have. And we ask you to be with each and every citizen in safety and the wisdom that they do. And Father, we ask for a special help for all the elected officials and department leaders and leaders throughout the whole county, Father, for wisdom and understanding, for them to make decisions that are pleasing to you. Let our conversations be pleasing to you, Father, and all that we say and do. Lord, we ask you to be with the military as they protect our borders and
protect our interests across the world. Be with them and be with their families. And Father, we just thank you for all these things and your Son Jesus who died on the cross. Amen.
Amen. If you'll all face the flag, I'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jim, before we pick up the prior minutes, I wanted to read a quick letter from the City of Joplin, Missouri, Department of Public Works. It has been about 2 months since the EF5 tornado brought its devastating force down on the Joplin area. It's an understatement to say that our world has been turned inside out, and we have experienced with our eyes and with our hearts the inexplicable nature of Mother Nature herself. Words cannot express the gratitude the Public Works Department conveys towards your organization in providing the much-needed assistance in clearing our streets, right-of-way, and parkways in the immediate aftermath of the disaster. The crew you sent to our city to provide the much-needed aid was invaluable. We wanted to personally express our gratitude at that time, but the chaos that surrounded the management of the cleanup effort did not provide the opportunity for us to do so. Once again, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for your assistance. And it's signed by all the leadership of the Public Works Department from the City of Branson. Our City of Joplin.
Right.
City of Branson. I wanted to note that and to say that, once again, I want to commend the two crews that we sent to Joplin. They did a phenomenal job in assisting during the devastation that took place after that tornado. I mean, they did a wonderful job.
They did. They represented us quite well.
Previous meeting minutes.
I move that we approve minutes July 7th, July 13th, July 18th, July 21st, July 25th, July 28th, and August 1st for approval.
I second that motion. The motion's been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes dated July 7th, 13th, 18th, 21st, 25th, and 28th, and August 1st. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Accounts payable, sir. I'm going to move that we approve checks number 325455 through 325566, holding out checks number 325547 and 325506. Warrants 5460 through 5462, and there is no transfers.
You were not suggesting to hold out those warrants, but that's part of the approval, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to hold them out for further information. And then
these?
No, just holding out those two checks and not these warrants. Did I word it funny?
I second that motion. Motion been made and seconded to approve checks number 325455 to 325559. And 325560 to 325566, including warrants 5460, 61, and 62. We'll be holding back checks 325547 and 325506. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Can I move to, on those two checks, can I move to postpone those checks' approval to a definite time?
Yes.
What would you like to do that? Just after lunch?
That'll be fine. We have a comment regarding funds from the collector at 125. Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
120 or?
Yep.
125. Let's 125. Schedule both at the same time.
I move that we postpone to a definite time the approval of checks number 325547 and 325506 to 125 today.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to a definite time of 125. Checks number 325557 and 325506. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. That'll be set for 125. and there were no journal entries, correct, or transfers?
Correct.
I have scheduled monthly budget report. Mr. Finley.
This is just the monthly budget report that I send you every month. I want to give you a chance to ask questions about that and see if you have any questions. I actually didn't even bring mine with me.
No, I've been through what you sent. I appreciate the fact that you do that.
But I have a lot of the elected officials that I send those out there to all of them also, and several really use those, I think. So I think it's a good tool.
Rick, this morning during our preliminary study meeting, you chatted briefly about, and this is part of budget as far as I'm concerned, anytime we have a check or a warrant, et cetera. And so hopefully it allows me to segue into that. But I think that we need to sit and chat about how we handle questions that come up like that between your office and the county commission and establish some policy, if you will, for how to move forward with those instances. And, I have on and did not bring up this morning and should have during that preliminary study meeting a number of different policies, but I hope that we as a commission are going to schedule all county policies that affect a number of areas that we can go through, and it's going to affect every department. So we're going to need to start
that.
On that.
One of the things you guys, if you're watching the emails, one of the things I sent you is several different things that deal with smaller portions of the policy. I think one I sent was a fund balance policy. And you know, when I send you something like that, I'm expecting you to look at it, maybe say, hey, I like this, I don't like this. And I sent you a policy on travel and entertainment. I will try to put together just kind of a procedures and policies for how that goes through and give you something so that you can add, change, delete, whatever. I feel like that's going to make your job a lot easier, and it definitely makes mine a lot easier when I see those policies. So I appreciate that.
Tell me this. Does the county have in place written policies for cell phone usage, credit card usage, different things that we're doing that, because I haven't been through those yet.
There are policies there. They definitely need to be updated. And as far as the cell phone policy, I know that there is a cell phone policy there.
Where would that be housed?
I have copies of some of those on my computer. Do you have those, Nikki?
The handbook would have them in there, too.
Is it all in the overall personnel policy?
Yeah, it should be contained in there.
The personnel policy. Okay. I've not seen it.
Well, one of the things I think would be a real good idea for you to do, and I did notice the other day we had something, when you approve something, if you date and put the date that it was approved and so on in there, and kind of then we can add that to our website so everybody has availability. I think we also, even the employee handbook you was talking about that, I think we need to have that online and maybe ask different department heads, employees, to kind of review some of that from time to time.
Well, I can't think of a more appropriate time to start than right away, because as we enter the budgetary decision-making process and building process for 2012, I'm also going to ask this commission to look at a financial plan that encompasses more than 1 year. This is going to be a serious undertaking for our county, but it's something that, I believe, the long run, is going to benefit our county immensely. We have to make strides to prepare for the future. And in that, and encompassed within that, and playing a huge role in that, are going to be all the policies that the county has in effect. And we can't have different policies for different departments within the county. Currently, we do.
There might be some things that you could have different policies about with the different county, but for the most part, we have to have a base for the whole county that, you know, this is what you do, and if you have something that you want to disagree with that, then you need to come to you guys, because it should fall within those guidelines, I think, yes.
For example, Fair Labor Standards Act. We all have to create, we all have to work within the guidelines and the parameters that are set out by federal law. And that doesn't mean doing things differently in the different offices. We have to be consistent. I know there's a different policy for law enforcement as compared to the rest of administrative. But, again, we have to.
Right.
And I just feel that we all need to be updated on.
Well, I agree with you. And I think that you can see that from what I'm sending you. I am trying to help you get to that point to work on some of those, because I've been trying to look at some of those myself. I think we need to do that.
How many cell phones do you think we currently have within the county system? Wild guess.
54.
How many?
54.
Those are county phones, right?
Yes.
We actually pay a number of employees on a monthly basis. So I don't know. You know that the question is, do you count those?
So there are 54 actual county phones, and then there are a number of other phones.
Yeah. What happened? Nikki oversees all that. We have an approved list of reimbursement, which is the $26 a month.
That's correct.
And then we have the standard issue county phones.
Correct.
How many credit cards does the county have?
That's a Joanna question. She probably knows that off the top of her head. I do not. I think probably that those are monitored pretty well in there. I think probably we should cut down the number we have and maybe review that policy also.
Can you give me a ballpark figure of what exists out there?
I'm guessing there's probably 50, 60 credit cards out there. Most every department has one that they can use within the department. The sheriff's department has one for each of their deputies, which those are things that we need the way we do business right now.
Rick, I don't have a credit card, but let's surmise for a minute that I did have a county credit card. If I send a bill in or ask for reimbursement, you have copies of all the bills. All the bills come to you before, okay?
No? Actually, before the credit before the credit card's paid, they have to have the receipt with it, yes.
Okay. And a receipt is the actual bill from whatever was purchased. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Many of those, Ron, have credit limits on them. Many of them have limits where they can only buy at a certain place. I think most of the deputies can only buy gas. That's all they can buy. And
that's
so
based on the vendor coding of their credit card machine. So
it's pretty neat the things that they can put on there and give us some coverage that way.
Ron, one example of that is there's restrictions on that that's in the policy on the amount of money that you can be mm-hmm. used on a credit card. One of the examples that would probably refresh your memory is when we sent the boys to Joplin, we had to increase that amount for the road and bridge crew that went to Joplin, for them to, under emergency status, we increased that. And then it goes back after they came back. But those kind of things are things that have taken place while you were here that you would might know about.
I mean, we have 53...
And that's 50 or 60 there,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's the majority.
We have 53 phones that we authorize $26 usage fees. That's the latest list I have.
Okay. One more question on the credit cards. When the bills come to us in the bucket that we approve, the individual bills are not stapled to all. They are. So the huge, everything is included within
yeah.
that with the,
yes.
very
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a daunting task to go through and look at each one of those, Ron, let me tell you. One of the things that, you know, that we feel like is good is we, you know, that is to be initiated by the department. So the department has somebody in that department that looks
Thanks,
at
Joanna.
One of those. Then it comes to Joanna. She looks at each one of those. I get that. I most of the time look at each one of those, but not always. Then it goes to you guys, and I don't know what you do, but I assume that you've separated duties. One of the things that I look for, from my perspective, is since I keep inventory, is I look through there, and if there's any purchases over $1,000 and make sure that there's not something that should go on our inventory list. You know, of course, I look for any other things that might jump out at me, too. And then when he gets finished with that, I think Donna gets those, and I don't know what happens to her office, but I would assume that she has somebody look through those also. So we have some people that look over a lot of those pretty good.
And again, to follow up the one other point for the, if this commission opts to go that direction and to build a three-year financial plan, I would ask that you and Helen would sit on that committee and that we form a committee to move forward. I would also ask that the commission consider a committee for buildings and the different areas within county government. Perhaps we can form some different committees and get different elected officials and department heads involved, but we've got a number of questions and challenges that we need to address and we need to be moving forward on. I think it's important, but thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
Overall, we're well within the budgeted amount of dollars that we budgeted for 2011. I know that there are some line items that are out of whack, but within the overall fund, we're in good shape.
All of the funds that I know of are in good shape, and we worry at this time, usually this time of year is when we see the assessor's fund dropping low, but when you guys signed the contract where we're supposed to get money from the state, if indeed the state does what they're supposed to, then his...
have we received that check yet from them? Because I was assured we
again,
wouldn't
it goes to Helen's office, so I'm not sure, but I haven't heard anything, and I would suspect she probably would have told me if it had.
There's a... just to refresh your memory some, Ron, and bring some new points into view, there, and you're talking on this subject, so I want to bring it to your attention. At one time, we had seven people that actually looked at a portion or all the bills that came into the county. As a commissioner, and I've stated this several times, mine is to look at the vendor and the total amount and to see if it's been approved by anyone else through the line. And that's the way that I look through the bills. I know that each one of you gentlemen have ways that you look at the bills, but they come through Joanna and the girls, and but there was, I don't know whether there's been any drops in the step or not, but one time there was seven people that...
I think that would be a good thing to maybe include, and you were talking about having procedures and policies for accounts payable, is to say, you know, this person, and kind of point out the main focus of what they're looking for when they go through those bills. I think it'd be a good thing to include in it. That way the other people would know that somebody's really watching for this and not have to watch as much for that. It makes their job a little easier, too.
Well, there's some other things we're going to have to address when the – is our audit next week the that the auditor makes his public announcement regarding?
He will make that appointment with you guys, and I think so, but I don't know.
I think it's next week.
He's already called.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
HPRP grant advance funding.
I have a request for Mr. Alan Catron. From Christian Associates to receive the advance funding in the amount of $22,958.
This is something we've already voted on. It's not necessary to vote on again, is it?
No.
Other than to move forward.
Authorize a signature or something like that. So.
Can I just have you sign this and also the
Ron, as we finish up this document, we've asked Mark to come speak. Some of his comments will, I'm sure, can be an update on what we've been doing in the IT. Some of it, personnel-wise, will have to go to executive. So just keep that in mind. If we want to talk about part of the business public and the other part private, we can.
Mark, would you like to come up to the microphone?
Hey, Mickey. Jenny just sent me an email that she withdrew.
Okay. Good deal.
number two person. Really? Yeah.
Say again. I'm frightening. We had requested that we have an update from Mark regarding what's going on in IT, where we're at. Jim has correctly so pointed out that we can't talk about individual personnel.
Right.
And when it comes to a point that if you, in fact, do have something to talk or chat with us about regarding personnel, then we need to go into executive session to protect their rights. But
yeah,
we're ready to hear exactly what you've been doing, what's been happening, where we're at, where okay. we might be headed. Thank you, sir.
No problem. I probably need to talk about personnel after. But,
okay.
I mean, overall, IT, I think, has been, so far from what I can tell down there, I think we've addressed a handful of issues already. One of the first concerns that I saw being down there was kind of a disconnect from the county and the IT department.
Nikki. And, go ahead, Mark.
And so we actually put some measures in place
right.
of the ticketing system so anybody in the county can basically get the IT department's attention.
How's that going?
So far, it's been fantastic.
I mean, it appears that response times are faster.
Oh, as far as I can tell, they are. I mean, I can only
right.
I can only gauge it by people calling me and, you know,
right.
basically asking me to intervene because they're not getting the attention that they're looking for, and that's only probably happened one time out of the, and it's not that they got the attention. It was just they probably weren't getting quite the answer they were looking for.
Gotcha.
But other than that, we also fixed put a request in for the phone system to be a little bit modified. It seemed like everybody had an extension list that they would go down the list of extensions when they wanted IT's help. So now they just call the IT department direct, and somebody's always down there
right.
picking up the phone as a whole. Yep. Other than that, I mean, when we first talked, there were some security issues that we were talking about, and we've actually, now that you got me down there, you can actually have some oversight over what kind of security stuff do you have in place. Do we act, I've kind of put some of the guys there, all right, we need to look and see who was all VPN'd in the last week. Those guys can actually pull up those reports, fairly quickly. I mean, I was actually pretty surprised how quick.
So you kind of you re-looked at the security policy. You feel like we're secure?
I feel like we were secure. I definitely have a couple more things we need to do to, I think we can improve security a little okay. bit more yet. It's just all about time and having a couple of key guys down there available.
One of the things, if you guys remember, I sent an email a couple of weeks ago. Mark and I had talked about him doing an audit on phone numbers, and he's the one who provided a list of phone numbers that wanted us to double-check to make sure that they were actually still being used. And next week, I think it is, Mark, I, and a representative from CenturyLink are going to be sitting down to go through these lines before I come back and present to you. Right now, the list had, 36 lines?
It was at least 31.
Okay,
what I
maybe
remember.
31 lines that some of those probably shouldn't be hooked up. And some are like elevator phones, which we know we have to have for,
yeah.
every elevator has to have a phone line. That's the law. So, but we have an elevator that's been turned off for a year now, so we probably need to make sure that line's turned off. And so we're going to be going through that, but he has audited the phone numbers.
Yep.
And you're looking at the phone switch?
I've been kind of, some of my previous experiences in telephone company, phone system type of history, so I audited the maintenance contract. I didn't audit it, but I looked over the maintenance contract, brought up some ideas on that, what you guys have going on. Seems like there's a handful of things that we can do a little bit different that can save a little bit of money and
right.
and do things a little differently. And I don't know. I also talked with Darren, the phone tech, and actually have some other ideas on those lines that we had in the list that we still might be able to utilize the phone numbers more what you're used. That's okay. What you really have the line in place for anyways, and then utilize the phone system to take more of that cost out of it. Since you have a phone system, you can kind of do your own call routing with your phone system rather than paying the phone company to do it.
Okay.
So since you already have that piece of equipment, you might as well use it to its fullest potential.
Well, one of the things, since you're in that place, Rick has sent, probably emailed you, hopefully emailed you, the preliminary budget for that department down there. And you probably need to start looking at expenditures.
Yeah. Melissa and I have already been working on it.
Okay, I was going to say, because I think all the equipment purchases are in the IT.
Mm-hmm.
So you are also should be hearing requests from other departments of what you want for, what they want for.
I kind of put out a verbal memo to everybody downstairs.
Okay.
To basically say, what other departments are we kind of in charge of making sure they've got IT.
Right.
A budget available for them, mm-hmm. I know, like the assessor's office. And
right.
There's a couple other offices that don't technically have much of an IT budget. So I'm from what I understand, our budget kind of covers their budget.
Correct.
So, yeah, I'm still, I probably need to get a little advice on how to reach out to everybody and make sure
either
we don't overlook
get with
anybody.
Rick or get with me or get with Ron or Danny.
Okay.
But I know over the last 2 years we took equipment purchases away.
Okay.
So, if you have any questions about that,
you can get more. Okay, I'll get with you. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. But overall, I think things have been kind of running pretty smooth so far that I've been here. I haven't
right.
noticed any disasters in my time so far, which is a.
That's good. Nothing's been broken?
Well, no, not. At least not long term.
Not long term. I know we want to have some personnel conversations with them, but
I understand also we're purchasing some new SQL servers.
Yeah, yes. We have a whole new server platform coming on by request for the recorder's office, but the whole thing should be pretty well utilized countywide after we're up and that's actually gone out for bid just last week.
And that's a purchase that's going through that department, correct?
Yeah.
Through his tech fund, yeah.
The what will that provide to us by having those? What enhancements will we receive?
First of all, most enterprises, especially the size of the county, are pretty much on a 3-year server rotation. I don't think we have really any servers in our racks right now that have, I think they're all past their 3-year timeline. So it's good to keep a good fresh flow of hardware coming in and moving the older stuff out so you can continue to be prepared for software updates like the Fiddler platform that the recorder's office is running. They want to, they have new requirements that you need to have. Given the way that we're doing the way we're purchasing these servers, that we're going to use them in a virtual environment. So they might be 3 physical computers, but we'll be able to use them and utilize them for any department within the county itself. Being on that 3-year rotation plan kind of lets you buy more computing power as it comes available, and so after we get the recorder's office all upgraded on to these new servers, we'll still have more computing power available to us. So I don't really foresee any other department in the county, basically, if they do come to us and say we need to run a new server, I don't think it's going to be an expense in anybody's budget to buy another server physically to get that any of those projects going with what we have going right now on this purchase. So It's really good for the county, for countywide.
Excellent. Do we want to go into executive then for?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind just getting an update on everything else that he can't speak freely on. So, motion to go into executive pursuant 610.021.3 personnel.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session under revised statute number 610.021.3. Discussion?
I just want one discussion. After we come done with this, we'll start doing interviews, which we don't traditionally broadcast interviews. And we can utilize the same personnel. We don't broadcast.
We'll just continue executive session.
Yeah. So anyway, just so people may know, we probably won't come back online until 1:25. Is that right?
For the public's edification, we won't be back into regular commission meeting until 1:25 this afternoon.
Perfect.
More discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Danny, aye.
Ron, aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.